Good morning and welcome to Dr. E's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
That our hearts and our minds reflect you. Oh, I pray that our lives will be better. Say it truth is the song of you. Oh, let's pray that these words be us. Hey, hey, will you be
to applaud you. Take the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday as we consciously link hearts and minds across the airways to deepen our communion and connection with the sacred, holy, divine Mother, Father, God within and without. We continue with the wonderful prayer of Debbie Ford. In the second phrase that I would like to share from it, she says, may I be a catalyst for light and love, and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. We know that light is a symbol of wisdom. We hear often how people are seeking to be enlightened. They do their spiritual practices, they go to the workshops, because they are seeking enlightenment. It's another way of saying you're trying to obtain knowledge or understand, but understanding with spiritual insight and with a spiritual perspective. We know that when we get an idea for something, we often say, we had a light bulb moment. Or when we suddenly get clarity about a situation or a person or an experience, we use the terms we're seeing it in a new light. You see, when we use the word light from a spiritual perspective, we're talking about seeing truth, that we are understanding, that we are getting clarity, that we are allowing wisdom to dominate and guide us as opposed to being deceived. We know that light overpowers darkness. If you entered into a dark room and struck a match, we know that we would see the light, even no matter how dark the room is. That tiny spark of light will give us a greater seeing, the greater awareness. And it's this that I believe that Debbie is asking in her prayer, that we have a greater understanding of wisdom, that we have a greater clarity, that we recognize this in ourselves so that we can be a catalyst to help others recognize it in themselves. We know that in the creation story, it says that in the beginning the world was without void, and God said, let there be light. Let there be wisdom. Let there be understanding. Let there be truth uppermost in our consciousness. uppermount in our awareness, uppermount in how we interact and express ourselves with others. The second part of Devi's prayer is love. She wants to be a catalyst of love. We have spoken about love in so many ways and so many times on the Sunday Soul. And we know that when we are referencing love from a spiritual and divine perspective, it's not the human love, the romantic love, the familial love. We're talking about the agape love, that divine attribute, that idea of the one mind of God that is love. We're talking about that quality of being that Jesus in his last commandment said to us, that we should love one another as he has loved us. We're talking about that love that in Corinthians says endures all things, that doesn't envy or get boastful or is not cocky. We're talking about the love of God that doesn't love you today and tomorrow is angry with you. We're talking about the love that is like the sun that shines on the good and the not so good, or the rain that falls on the just and the unjust. We're talking about a love that is fearless. For we know when the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, we're seeking to find that love that is fearless and courageous, that love that is so faithful it can say to the mountain, move, and does not doubt. We're talking about love that is not concerned with the who's or the what's or the why's, but just love unconditionally, unceasingly, that is impersonal. We're talking about that love that is that inner quality that can see good everywhere and in everyone. And I know that is a challenge for all of us. We want to be able to see with the eyes of Jesus, who saw God in everyone. I feel that when I'm thinking about how to be a better person, how to express as that God individualized, realized person that I'm created, if I can't use the word love, I can at least seek to honor the Spirit of God in them, to see the divine in them. I think sometimes love is such a loaded word. It sometimes seems too heavy, too big, too great for the likes of us humans to really, truly express. But I believe we can all see God in each other. Even in the challenging ones, we can encourage ourselves to see their divine, to see their divinity, to see the God in them, irrespective of whether they are expressing it or not. There's two beautiful quotes that I want to share that certainly support Debbie's request for being a catalyst of light and love. The first is Molly Fringfield, who says, "Your heart is where inner light resides. It is a part of every sacred journey to reconnect with your inner light. Step into your divinity. Spread the light of love before you. Return to the essence of love and inspire others to do the same." My second quote comes from Angie Curran, who says, "When our consciousness is open to the love and light of the soul, our lives gain a new perspective. The light illuminates all that may be still obscure and doubtful in our minds. The presence of love dissolves fear and protects us, and at the same time, it radiates to everyone around us." If we are to be an inspiration to those eyes that we meet, to those people we encounter, to those personalities that may clash with ours, We truly are to embrace the light and love of our being. We truly are to recognize and open ourselves to being a great expression of the divine, the spirit of God in us as us. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying you won't be challenged. But what I am suggesting and inviting each and every one of us this morning is Debbie recognizes in her prayer that this is something that, whether we feel it's attainable or not, it's something we should be striving for on a daily, if not moment-to-moment basis. And there are going to be times when it will be easier than others, and to forgive yourselves in those moments when you are challenged to be light and love. When you are challenged to see the wisdom, or allow the wisdom that's innate within you to guide and direct you. When you are challenged to express love, be love, show love. But every moment we're here on this earth, we have an opportunity to try and try and try again. I came across the book on my bookshelf, but as I picked it up, I knew it was not by coincidence that God directed my sight to it. And it's by Joyce Rupp. It's entitled Out of the Ordinary, Prayers, Poems, and Reflections for Every Season. And this poem that I want to share with you this morning is entitled Standing at the Gate of the New Year. Sacred mystery, waiting on the threshold of this new year, you open the gates and beckon to me. Come, come. Be not wary of what awaits you. As you enter the unknown terrain, be not doubtful of your ability to grow from its joys and sorrows. For I am with you. I will be your guide. I will be your protector. You will never be alone. Guardian of this new year, I set aside my fears, worries, concerns. I open my life to mystery, to beauty, to hospitality, to questions, to the endless opportunity of discovering you in my relationship, and to all the silent whispers of wonder that will draw me to your heart. I welcome your unfailing presence and walk with trust into this new year. My sacred text, 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. My second is 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. My stories, two short stories that I want to share, a beautiful example of our sacred text this morning and of our guiding quote from Debbie Ford. And the first one is of Florence C.C. Rigney. So you probably haven't heard of Florence. That is unless you've been in the hospital of Tacoma General Hospital over the past 70 years. Florence Rigney has selflessly given her unconditional love, compassion, and care as a nurse in Tacoma since she started nursing school in 1946. Now over 90 years old, she is still serving the patients at the same hospital she started her career. She has seen entire generations of families from their birth to when they are visited by children and grandchildren decades later. She is by all accounts considered a gentle, caring example of agape love. While giving her life to helping others heal, Florence is by far not the only nurse or person who dedicates their lives to making the lives of others better, but she's an excellent example of the qualities that such a soul possess. My second is Russell M. Nelson. First, showing his dedication to God by serving a 2-year mission for his church and God at 19. Russell M. Nelson would spend the next 8-plus decades living a life devoted to physically and spiritually uplifting and healing others. A world-renowned heart surgeon, Dr. Nelson helped develop a heart-lung machine that enabled the first open-heart surgery and saved countless lives while sacrificing time with his wife and 10 children. He served his country and fellow man in the U.S. Medical Army Corps during the Korean War and was willing to sacrifice his life if necessary to give medical attention to soldiers and civilians in need. Following an almost 30-year career as a well-respected cardiothoracic surgeon, with time as the president of the Utah Medical Association and the Society of Vascular Surgery, as well as a professorship at the University of Utah School of Medicine, Russell continued to selflessly serve others as a respected religious leader for more than 50 years. I think you'll agree that those are two outstanding examples of being a catalyst for love and light. My Science's Mind reading is entitled A Direct Personal Relationship. The first is a quote from Jesus, John 13:34, who says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." The second is from Ernest Holmes, Questions and Answers on the Science of Mind. "The kingdom of heaven is that place within ourselves, where there is a universal and individual peace at all times, peace that holds no doubt of our abiding good and wise divine protection. To enter, we must simply recognize that this kingdom exists and exactly where Jesus has taught us to seek it, within ourselves." The author writes, "There's a great deal about the birth, life, and teaching of Jesus of Nazareth that is worthy of celebration whether you call yourself a Christian or not. Indeed, wherever we find a message that brings joy, peace, inclusion, compassion, and reverence for the divine, we have found something well worth celebrating. I know why I celebrate the Christian message. It is because I am grateful for what I have learned from Jesus, to be courageous and dare to question the established ways of thinking, to speak up about unjust laws, to be fearlessly compassionate, to reach out to those who are sick and suffering, to attend to my shortcomings before judging others for theirs, to be empathetic and reach across tribal boundaries to embrace people of all kinds, even those who traditionally thought of us as enemies, to have personal dignity under stress and not to buckle under the weight of popular opinion, to be true to myself when the masses disapprove, to be charitable and stand for forgiveness and help those who are disproportionately disadvantaged to be down to earth about my spirituality and to practice it, and above all, to have a direct and personal relationship with the divine. Perhaps the most important of them all is the new commandment he gave to the world, the thing I think upon the most around this time, that we love one another as we are loved by creation." Beloved, as we embrace the request of Debbie that we are to be a catalyst of light and love and to bring inspiration to those whose eyes we meet, I think we can all be intentional that on a daily basis as we open our eyes to make that declaration for God to use us to be a catalyst for light and love, to remember the wisdom is right where we are, to express the love that is at the center and the core of our being, to be inspiration for all who we are meeting or encountering. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Be conscious of the inhalation, exhalation, the expansion and the contraction, the inspiration and expiration of our breath. I always like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Inhale. Hold. For our final inhalation, exhale. Hold. Place your hands over your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge with deep gratitude the work of the heart, how it pumps the wonderful life-giving blood around your body without you instructing it. Now breathe in love. And breathe out cruelty. Breathe in joy. And breathe out impatience. Place your hand on your kidneys at the back. Take a moment and acknowledge gratitude for how it eliminates the waste and the toxins from your body. And breathe in gentleness. And breathe out fear. Breathe in calmness. And breathe out stress. Now place your hands on your liver, right side under your rib. Take a moment to acknowledge the work of the liver as it detoxifies the blood and combats infections. Now breathe in calmness. Breathe out anger. Breathe in generosity. And breathe out frustration. Now bring your hands and place it on your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude for how it brings in the air and circulates the oxygen around your body and eliminates the carbon dioxide. Now breathe in right thinking. And breathe out depression. Breathe in courage.
and breathe out sadness.
Place your hand on your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that the stomach does, how it stores and mixes and breaks down food. That gives you the energy you need. And breathe in fairness. Breathe out anxiety. Breathe in trust. And breathe out worry. And take a moment to imagine the systems in our bodies. The nervous system, the skeletal system, the reproductive, the digestive, the intergenitary, the urinary, the circulatory, the endocrine, the immune, all of these systems that function without you consciously directing it. And now affirm to yourself, the divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Take a moment and breathe that in. Now let your attention enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. To find the love. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the absolute mystery, the all-knower, the divine intelligence. As we consciously come into communion with You this morning, we ask that You cleanse in our hearts and our minds that we might be an expression of Your divine light and love here on earth at this time. That we allow the light of wisdom to illuminate our consciousness and the divine love within our hearts to be shared and expressed to all. We know that we are made in Your image and likeness. That an image and likeness that only knows Your spirit in and through all of life, all of creation, all of existence. You do not judge. You do not separate. You do not discriminate. You see it all as a part of You. And so, divine, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we are seeking to be a catalyst for love and light, purify and cleanse us of anything that stops or prohibits us from being exactly that which You created us to be. Let us wake each morning and make that declaration that we are catalysts for light and love to inspire all those we meet. And let us be accepting that it will be in different shapes and forms for each and every one of us. There is no lesser or greater way of expressing. There's just simply to express. Oh, the Father God, there is so much happening across our globe. So much injustice, so much unfairness, so much hunger and need. I bring them all situations, all the conditions, all the needs, all the circumstances that there are into the circle of prayer. For I know that when I am overwhelmed with it all, I can pray to you and leave it at the throne of grace. For our world leaders, those that have been elected to govern their people, touch their hearts and minds, that they will do for which they were intended to do, to govern fairly and justly, to seek for the betterment of the people to whom they are in government for. Mother, Father God, open our hearts and minds that we may truly express the love and light that we are meant to. So for everything and everyone, I simply leave it here before your throne. For every need, for every condition, for every circumstance, I know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. So for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I'm loving, loved and lovable. Bring your hands lifting prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I give thanks for my abundant good. Bring your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. Today,
I let love
be born in me again.
Be born in me again.
My Buddhist reflections. If anyone has heard or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be
peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
So let me share with you what we've covered from Debbie's request. Dear God, Spirit, Divine Mother, on this day I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am every moment of every day. May I be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. We will continue next week with her request. So my rumination, Rumi says, if light is in your heart, you will find your way home. My beloved, as we draw towards the close of today's Sunday Soul Connection, just a reminder, we will have our midweek prayer, our 10 of 10, our midweek top-up. And my closing benediction is from Anton Prince Martin. Beloved Mother, Father, God, may love and light prevail. May divine wisdom reign supreme. May transform the darkness and heal the realms where shadows dwell. You, who are the source of all life in this world, whose rays illuminate the earth, enlighten also our hearts and minds, so that we too can do your work. So my closing song this morning is by Dale Anthony, entitled Light in You. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony, the light in you. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our 10 a.m. Peace and blessings.